You are listening to Metro.
On July 29th, actually coming to the Ritz Theaters here in Philadelphia, is a movie by the name of Another Earth. You may have heard of it before. It was the closing night film at the Cinefest Film Festival here in Philly a little while ago. And in this morning is Britt Marling and the director Mike Cahill. Hello, guys.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
So you guys are like Philly vets at this point now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know Philly inside and out. Had some wild nights here. And
oh, please tell.
So this one time, no.
No, seriously, like when you guys come through and you do the different media tour stuff and, you know, especially when you guys were here for Cinefest, did you guys get to hang out and enjoy Philadelphia a little bit? Or
We did kind of a tour by car and saw the Liberty Bell and various things. And then we got to hang out with a lot of the film community here.
Okay.
At the festival. But it wasn't a very long trip.
Last night we were hanging out with kids from the Film Society and we were at the Science Center and we were hanging out with Derek, who's a great physicist, astrophysicist here, and we've met some really cool folks. We're really inspired by the people of Philadelphia.
You guys get to eat or drink anything while you were here, or just purely science?
We've been shooting up science. Yeah. It's hardcore.
We're high on science.
Yeah. We're high on science. Take that science away from her.
So this movie, Another Earth, it looks awesome. I watched the preview actually just a couple moments ago, as I did yesterday as well. I'm not even going to try to explain it. So either one of you guys want to kind of give a little bit of background, go ahead.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
So the movie's called Another Earth, and it is literally about that. It's about the discovery of a duplicate planet that seems to have all of us living on it as well. So there is a possibility of you meeting another version of you. And within that context of a mirror world, we follow the story of Rhoda Williams, played brilliantly by Britt Marling, who is this young, ambitious, bright girl full of youth who just got into MIT, and she's going down this like ideal path that she's set out to study the stars and be an astrophysicist. And on the night we discover this duplicate Earth, she gets into this horrific accident, and her life becomes intertwined with this man's.
With Ethan from Lost.
Ethan from Lost.
The whole time I was watching, it's like, he's one of the others. Do you not know?
You have to be careful.
That's why it's kind of a thriller. The whole time you're not exactly sure what might happen to Rhoda.
I was scared. I love that, though. You know, he does have that screen energy, which, like, we totally harnessed in this film, because it's underneath that exterior, there's this, like, light. And I think as William goes about his character arc playing John Burroughs, he, the exterior is that others type kind of intimidating energy that slowly cracks away, and there's this like joyousness underneath, which is really, really interesting, because you haven't seen William like this before.
No. Yeah.
He's a scary dude. As long as Ben is far, far away from everything, I think you're cool. So would you describe it as a science fiction movie? The movie's Another Earth. It opens July 29th here in Philadelphia at the Ritz Theaters. Mike Cahill and Britt Marling in studio right now. Would you describe it as science fiction?
I think there are aspects that are science fiction in the sense that there is a duplicate Earth. There are other versions of ourselves, but it's minimalist sci-fi in the sense that there are no like aliens and lasers and guts exploding and all that. It's more of a thinking man sci-fi, and it's really a thriller / human drama.
It's a sci-fi
love.
Romantic thriller.
Aw.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of something for everyone. Yeah.
Is there like the Peter Gabriel Salisbury Hill music rolls in and out of it?
All the time.
No. Mike Cahill and Britt Marling here in the studio. Another Earth opens July 29th. Now, I am fascinated by this whole concept of there being another planet, and the person that is on that planet is just a mirror image of you.
Right.
But part of the movie deals with, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I gathered from the preview, deals with what decisions that they've made and how they're different from you based on the life choices that they've made.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. And if you, like we were saying, if one version of you had done the ideal, like say radio is your ideal and this is exactly, you're on your ideal path going exactly down this way, and one of version of you totally had a terrible life or a version that did not work out as well, and those two people confronting each other, would it be so obvious who had the better life?
Right. Like,
I think every day you're making choices, like even really small choices, forget even the big ones. And as you're making these choices, you're letting go of versions of yourself that you could have been. And so I think that's why everybody on like a primal level is so intrigued by the idea of the doppelganger, because it's like,
right,
what else could I have been if I had not broken up with that guy, or if I had married that guy, or if I had taken that job offer in Italy, or, you know, there's so many different outcomes for everyone.
I'll be honest with you, lowest common denominator kind of stuff. I'd be curious who would win in a fight between us. And I'll ask you, Britt, like, who would win in a fight, you or yourself from another Earth?
Oh my God, I'd kick her ass.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because that's the thing, you don't know. Maybe they work out a lot more than you do. Maybe they're into all kinds of Taekwondo stuff that you don't have time to do, but they chose a different path, and now that they're all kinds of maxed out and muscled.
Even if she was maxed out and muscled up, I feel like I fight pretty dirty, so I could, like, take her on, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, she would too, though. You'd have to
just in my wiliness, I would defeat her.
How about you, Mike?
You'd kick my ass. And,
yeah. See, we have this really smart film and this really smart director and actress here, and we take it to who would win in a fight. That's what we do. Now, being that it's kind of science fiction, how much have you encountered? Because I read already on the IMDb page, and the movie's not even out yet. But already there's the science fiction guys that are out there that go, well, just so you know, if a planet was ever this close in the atmosphere, it would have crashed into Earth much before that this would even happen, and they wouldn't have taken them so long to discover it. Like, right. Does that stuff just drive you mad? Do you just say...
It's funny because it's like, yes, you're right, everybody, and yet at the same time, like, our science, the science behind it is all, or the science fiction conceit is all for metaphor. And I guess... if you go into the movie and allow that to wash over you or fall into the story, I think those people will realize what we're getting at, which is something more deeper about the human condition. But yeah, I mean it's kind of impossible for it to happen this way, but, you know, maybe...
It's called science fiction.
Yeah.
Come on.
Totally.
You're not going to teach this in science class. You might teach it in philosophy class.
No one watches Harry Potter and is like, okay, now if the magic was really happening, it wouldn't be this way. I mean, there's a certain amount of... You give yourself over to the story.
Yeah, but in fairness, Harry Potter's magic led him to drink a lot, and now he has to quit now that the movies are over.
So.
Yeah, that was the story this week. Did you not see that?
No.
Daniel Radcliffe said that he's given up alcohol because he started, I guess, drinking heavily during all the Harry Potters.
Like, awesome.
Wow.
So I would love to see him just out there slurring with a wand, just pretending like he takes his work home with him. We'll get back to the real movie. It's called Another Earth. It opens July 29th here in Philadelphia at the Ritz Theaters. Mike Cahill is in studio along with Britt Marling. Thank you guys so much for coming by. I hope you get a chance to eat and drink without kids from science camp, and get to enjoy the rest of your time here in Philadelphia.
We're going to go start drinking now.
There you go.
With Daniel Radcliffe.
I did about an hour ago, so we're fine. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Awesome, thanks.
You are listening to Metro.